Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to our session. My name is Hae-Yuk Chris Ham, and I'm from School of Social Work, Boston University. So today I'm going to talk about the relationship between substance use and suicidal ideation and suicidal attempts among Asian American women. Suicide is 11th leading cause of death in the U.S., and that fact is varied by ethnicity and the age groups. I'm going to get into them more. I have no relations to disclose. So when the epidemiological study shows that overall rate for complete suicide among Asian Americans is lower or similar compared to other groups. For instance, in 2005, according to CDC's study, Asian Americans, their suicide, complete suicide rate was 5.2 deaths among per 100,000, while it is substantially high, which is 13 deaths per 100,000. Blacks and Hispanics are similar, 5.4 to 5.6. So Asian Americans do not necessarily have a higher rate of suicide when you look at the general population. However, among Asian American women, they tell us a different story. Suicide is emerging as a serious and very significant public health problems. So let's take a look at this prevalence of complete suicide. Aside from American Indian, because we know the American Indian population, they have very high suicide rate, very high substance uses. Now, besides them, Asian American women, API women, have the highest suicide prevalence compared to white, Hispanic, and black. The leading cause of death for Asian American women becomes second leading cause of the death. It becomes a suicide. So which is very similar to Asian American Indian and white. So what do we know about the correlationship or correlates or the factors associated with the suicidality among Asian Americans? First of all, very few studies have closely looked at the factors associated with the suicidality among this group. But the recent study, there are two recent studies which looked at it more systematically using nationally representative samples of the Asian American group. So they use the NLAS data set, which is a national Latino and Asian American studies by Dordu Leo. So what they have found was that immigration status becomes an important factor. So those women who were born in America, particularly women, were the highest risk group compared to those people who were not born in the U.S. and the men and those men who were born in America. Another study subsequently used the same data set, NLAS data set. They wanted to take a look at the prevalence as well as what other social cultural factors are associated with the suicidal behaviors. So what they have found was that the lifetime prevalence of suicidal ideation was 8.8% and the attempt was 2.5%. But we need to pay attention to the fact that this population, this sample was 18 years old and older. So it goes until like 74, 75 years old. So they have found that the social cultural factors, including family conflicts and perceived discrimination, become a very important factor which is associated with the suicidality, as well as mental health status. For instance, their history of mental health disorders or depression and anxiety become important factors. Now, but what we still don't know is, despite the fact that when we go back here, despite the fact that these women between 15 to 24 years old, Asian American women, have the substantially high rate or prevalence of the suicide compared to other age group of people, but there has been no study particularly or specifically focusing on this group. So that's missing in the literature. Another thing is that emerging evidences, and actually I would say so overwhelming evidences showing that substance use is becoming a very important, significant factor, which is associated with suicidality. However, no study has discerned the relationship between suicidality and substance use looking at this population. So that's why we wanted to contribute the research and decrease the gap in the literature. So we collected the data. This is our project picture, and at the time we had only a couple of Asian American students, so I was a part of the model volunteer for our project along with my young students. So it's called Asian Women's Health Initiative Project, and this was funded by NIMH, 5 years study, and we called it Healthy Women, Healthy Communities. This is the project name. So we use a CASI, computer-assisted self-interview survey, which has been tremendously important component of actually getting the data set and translating into the actual data and to be able to publish fast and disseminate. It's been really, really wonderful. So we had laptop computers. We met individual women one by one, and we completed survey. So we actually was, there was available for 5 different languages, English, 2 different Chinese, and Korean, Vietnamese. And we did translation as well as back translation. So we had 12 translators were involved in the translation and back translation, and $20 were compensated for that, and it was received IRB. We had imposed really strict criteria to be able to participate in this study. They had to be single woman, they had to be aged between 18 to 35, and they had to be Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, or mix of these particular ethnic groups. Need to be child of immigrants, because I was interested in looking at their acculturation and the family processes as well. That was my original hypothesis, actually. And they had to be residents of the Massachusetts or Great Boston area. So this is a project which was translated in Vietnamese and translated in Korean. And in the beginning, we received a lot of calls and great interest in nearby Cambridge, Boston, Brookline, which is highlighted in yellow. And as the study goes by, we were very interested in looking at the suburban areas of women of Asian Americans. So we expanded our outreach, made a lot of efforts to try to balance those women who live in the urban area as well as suburban areas in Massachusetts. So we expanded to the Worcester and Marlborough, Franklin, Brockton, as well as going down to that area. Now, within 15 months or so, we successfully recruited and got them to do the survey data, which is 585 Asian American women. So Chinese was overwhelmingly prevalent, 320, Koreans, 118, Vietnamese about 100, and the mixed group was 44. Now, so far up to now, we did 730 people, which is really successful. The reason why is that we had a really great team, but we had a very interesting kind of systematic approach as well. So we established a relationship with 8 different universities in Massachusetts. We expanded our relationship with the agencies and organizations, actually more than 20, but at the time it was 17. And we used the media, Facebook, Twitter, all those kind of things, and internet. But what's most helpful was the women themselves. They believed in the study. After they did the survey, they actually wanted to work for me. So several students actually that I end up working with, they actually did the survey, but we had to take their name out, and destroy the data. That's what we did. But they're the ones who actually brought their friends and roommates and their girlfriend and sisters. So 1/3 of our sample were driven by our, those people who did the survey. It was an incredible experience. So these are the universities who participated, and the agencies includes the Super 88, which is an ethnic Chinese supermarket. HMart is a Korean supermarket. The nail salon, one of my students actually wanted to recruit the Vietnamese women, because Vietnamese women was very difficult to recruit in the beginning. We had a hard time, very, very hard time. So one of my students became a student for the nail salon to get the nail salon women to be involved. It was incredible. Seriously. Oh, so I had a very enthusiastic students. So let's talk about the samples. So we had more younger group, which is 18 to 27 years old, 97%. What's striking here is that just like Dr. Taz talked, we have observed a high prevalence of depression. Moderate to severe depression, we're talking about 16 of CESD. We also use the Center for Epidemiological Studies on Depression Scale. So 16 and above was 33%, which you found at
40% in the community.
40% in the community. So this is a really markedly high, we thought. Psychiatric diagnosis was a little over 10%. And let's take a look at the substance use. Substance use was really high. Ever used marijuana, almost 40% of the women reported that they have ever used marijuana. Illicit drug use is less than 10%, which is a little bit lower than other U.S. population. Cigarette use, 8%. Alcohol use, almost everybody had used alcohol in the past year. And binge drinking is, marking as 40%. So then, is there any ethnic differences? Yes, there's substantial ethnic differences. When you look at Koreans and mixed group, consistently showed higher prevalence of marijuana and drug use and the regular smoking, as well as ever drank use and binge drinking. Koreans and mixed group. Now let's take a look at the bivariate analysis. So this shows that suicidality, both lifetime suicide ideation and attempts are associated with marijuana, illicit drugs, cigarette use, and alcohol, but not binge drinking, which I find it interesting. And I don't know the reason why, but I'm thinking about it right now. Multivariate analysis. So controlling for age, education, birthplace, ethnicity, religiosity, and psychiatric illnesses, as well as mental health status and family factors, substance use is associated with both lifetime suicide ideation and lifetime suicide attempt, particularly with ever-used illicit drug. So the odds ratio was 2.1 for ideation, 3.0 for attempt. However, we divided the substance use as illegal drug use and then legal drug use. When we did that, the association changes a little bit. Now, ever use illicit drugs no longer significant, however, it is marginally significant. And cigarette use becomes a predictor for the ideation, and alcohol use becomes a predictor for the attempt. So, the important take-home message is that we have high suicide ideation among our group, as well as attempt. 7.4% attempt, which is substantially higher than U.S. population, as well as any other groups. Now, there was no ethnic differences by suicidality. However, when you look at the suicide attempt, it's not significant, but multi-ethnic group is 30.6%, whereas other groups are less than 10%. And I think that is because of the sample size. Sample size is really low. So, there are three discussions that I wanted to highlight. Substance use, mental health status, family communication become an important factors which we can use those variables to try to design the intervention in the future. We also need to continue to emphasize reducing the frequency of substance uses. And substance use, we use only substance use, but in the future we should utilize the abuse status as well as the dependence in the subsequent suicide behaviors. Okay, so I would like to thank to NIMH, and I would like to also thank to all the Asian American women who really participated in our study with passion and their generosity. And this is our group. Thank you.